following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God help a musician who leads an internationally known group from Hawaii through the pitfalls of being an entertainer? This is the story of Kelly Boy and Leolani De Lima of Kapena. We pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, well, is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know that no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, however difficult things may be, even if you feel like your back is against the wall, that there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ who touched the hearts and lives of Kelly Boy and Leolani is reaching out to you, calling you to turn and follow him. Turn from your ways to follow God's ways. And by the power of his Spirit, he will help you and lift you up. Kelly Boy De Lima has been the leader of the musical group Kapena for over 35 years. Kelly's wife, Leolani, Leo, is the prayer warrior for the family and has been battling every day for the past 33 years to see complete and total liberty in his life. Kelly Boy and Leo, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Danny. Thank you, guys.
Blessed to be with you guys and Lani.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, mahalo.
Kelly Boy and Leo, a little refresher from the program years ago. When did you, Kelly, maybe you can go first. When did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian, Danny, when I married a pastor's daughter. I never knew God. I grew up in Waianae, and I remember always having a fascination and knowing of God, because I remember, you know, Sundays for us in Waianae when I was a kid was to, you know, all week long, my dad, we had about a half an acre yard and with mango trees and plenty of leaves. So my chores was to gather up these mango leaves in one wheelbarrow and dump it in our pit. Used to call on the pit, and on Sundays, that's when we would burn the pit, you know, and, you know, that was my chores, you know, and then Dad would be home on Sunday, and we burned the pit, and anyway, I remember there was on Lahaina Street above us, we're on Hana Street in Makaha, I know there was Pentecostals, because now I know there are Pentecostals, because it was just praising the Lord, and the roof was falling down over there, you know, for Jesus, you know, and I asked my dad, I said, hey, Dad, how come we don't go to church? You know, he says, you know, son, we don't go to church, but, you know, we believe in God. And that always stuck with me, you know, for years. You know, he's like, I always, you know, so when I would be, like, encountered by some friend or something, like, you know, when God was, you know, oh, do you believe in God? I would always, you know, raise my hand. Yeah, I believe in God because my dad told us, you know. But I never, ever had a personal relationship until I married my wife, Leo. And my father-in-law was a Hopi Kahu, which is an assistant Kahu at Kamauna Olaveta. It's a Hawaiian Protestant church in Waihole. And, you know, basically, you know, we got pregnant. We got pregnant before we were married, you know, and I got the pastor's daughter pregnant. And it was just one, oh, man. You know, it was just some scary times during that time. And, you know, but I remember always wanting to, make it right with God. And we did. And, you know, we were young and we were, you know, just in love. And, you know, and we still are, praise the Lord, after 32 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I remember before I had to marry her, I had to go through a 3-day fasting, and I never fasted in my life. I never went to church, you know, and this was all new to me. But, you know, I tell you, Danny, the outcome has been tremendous. You know, God is so good, you know, and that's when I first found salvation, was during those times, you know. So.
And Leo, how did you... you grow during that time? I mean, it sounded like things changed even when Kapena was born, your son.
But how
did you grow in your faith growing up in a pastor's home?
So my dad, my mom was always the one who believed for our family. She was the choir, assistant choir director for Lanakila Church, where we were born and raised in church. And so we were drugged to church, right? You're going to sing in a choir, whether you like it or not, because your mom's assistant choir director, right? So we would go every Saturday to practice, every Sunday. So we'd be at church. But we didn't see a shift in our family until our dad actually took the head of taking going to church. Because all those years when my mom went, he didn't go. Mm. And finally, my mom and dad were musicians too in Hawaiian Regent Hotel. And an old grandma came in, and she was from that church that Kelly Boy talked about. Excuse me. And she would buy my dad a 7-Up, and she would invite him to church, and he would say no every single time she came. And then she was just relentless in asking. And he finally gave in. He said, if I go this one time, you can't ask me again. And she said, no, just come one time. And he came one time, and that was the one time. You know, I like to talk about the Lord with hook, line, and sinker. When God got you, he got you. So my dad went to that church. He was ordained in that church. He was the assistant pastor of that church. And it was during that time that I came home pregnant. And so you can imagine like the fallout of that. And all those things happened. So all he requested from Kelly Boy is to just be baptized, because Kelly Boy had never been baptized in his life. And so my father just asked, if you're going to marry my daughter, can you just get baptized? You know what I mean? Because and that's just like a mark and a dedication to the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Boy didn't I like to just say Kelly Boy was set up by Jesus. That God really had his eye on him even before I met him. You know, God was going to bring him into his salvation one way or another, you know. And so he got baptized, and we had a rocky marriage through all the, you know, everything that entertainers, yes, you know, that's just how it was, you know? Mm-hmm. And so God was just really pouring into me, like, just to like stand strong and pray. And so, I've just always been, that for my family. And I humbly take that position. I love that position. I love being the prayer warrior. I love when everybody prays with me, but I know that it's a position that God has given me in this family, and I do that. And so it's been 33 years of hills and valleys, but all for the glory of God, and it's so worth it when you serve the Lord.
Over 35 years, more than 20 CDs, so many accolades, You mentioned your father, Kahu George Naipo. What comes to mind, Kelly Boy and Leo, as you look back at what the Lord has done?
What comes to mind, you know, Danny, is the grace of God. You know, especially in this past year, what we've been through, you know, spiritually, you know, emotionally, especially this year, it hit us the hardest. I would say in the past year. But you know what? What I take away from it is that the foundation that you know Jesus Christ planted us in a long time ago. You know, early. You know, God is a faithful God, and He's carried us through all of these years. You know, I used to look at my father-in-law, and I heard his story. You know, my Leo was sharing a little bit about his past, Kahu George, and you know, he was the guy that I looked at, that I looked to as a spiritual dad, as my spiritual father, not only as my father-in-law. I lost my father-in-law at about 19. I would say just prior in 87, and I met Leo and got married in 88. So I just had, 86, my dad passed away. Anyway, I lost him, and my father-in-law not only became my father-in-law, but my spiritual father too. And I looked at his life, and he was a complete alcoholic, drunk, and he got fired from every job, I kind of compared my life to him, you know, because I was I was heavily into drugs in those days, and you know, and into everything. And I said to myself, man, if God can heal one guy like that, I get a chance, you know, I have a chance to make it. And that's the takeaway that I get from, you know, those deeds. But, you know, it didn't stop us from going through a bunch of years of just trials and tribulations and like my wife said, hills and valleys. But I tell you, I mean, my wife and I were, we both agree and we give God the praise that, you know, never in our lifetime, being married for 33 years, have we felt so happy and so blessed now, today. You know, you know, God has just been so faithful, you know, and so incredible, even through our hills and our valleys, you know.
Well, hills and valleys are what you're talking about. It's hills and valleys are what people are going through right now in their lives, even as they listen to you, Kelly, mm-hmm. and Kelly Boy and Leo.
Yes.
Hills and valleys. And someone today is going through a valley moment and asking, wondering, is there hope? Does God know? And if God knows, what can I do? Is there a way out of this? Questions like that, and then you being on with us today, bring a tremendous amount of hope in Christ. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from Kelly Boy and Leo De Lima. You know, over 35 years as a group Capenna, and 20 years with two Tongans, the Tongan brothers, Tiva and Timo. But the group Capenna has transitioned now to the De Lima family. There's a story behind that. And there's a song we want to play so you can hear the wonder of what God is doing and has done and continues to do in the De Lima family, sharing heart to heart with us, with you. Stay with us. Capenna.com. We'll be right back.
Ring the road of desperate life. Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, yes, that's right. We are talking about the pitfalls of life, the hills and valleys of life that we go through. That you may be going through, even at this moment, the Lord sends Kelly Boy and Leo De Lima to be with us. You can find out more about them at capenna.com. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety, free podcast. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Kelly Boy and Leo, how did the Lord transition Capenna from 20 years with Tiva and Timo, and now to your family?
Okay, I'll answer that one. It was 20 years of me and my two Tongan brothers that I grew up with from, intermediate and high school, and we started the group Capenna in at Kaimuki High School, and we played for many years. And as the years went by and all the accolades and all of the traveling and stuff, it just came to, you know, a point where our families were growing and responsibilities were, you know, increased not only my, you know, our careers, but our personal lives. And Tiva and Timo, you know, one brother left to go take care of family things. And if you guys know about Tongan culture, the oldest child, which is Tiva, which was the bass player, you know, they're responsible for their family. The mom and dad wanted to move back to Tonga, so he was in charge of doing that, you know, and taking care. And then a couple of years later, the younger brother had moved back. He now lives back in Tonga. And, you know, basically, I, you know, kind of transitioned my children. We were taking... my manager at the time, Ken Thompson, told me, "Hey, Kelly Boy, you should start getting into playing at the hotels in Waikiki. It's steady. It's like a 9-to-5, you know, instead of, you know, not only doing, you know, the baby parties, the weddings and traveling and stuff, but, you know, at least you can go into Waikiki and work Monday through Friday." So I started doing that, and I started taking my son Capenna, who at the time was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And basically that's how it all happened. You know, Capenna started, he played bass with me, mm-hmm. and I played, you know, ukulele, and it was on the job kind of training, you know. Mm-hmm. you know, play this chord, and I showed him the basics, and then the next daughter, Kalena Koo, a few years later, when she was about 11 or 12, she started, and she would bring her ukulele. One day we were sitting at home, and I was like, wow, this baby going voice, you know, I was like, wow, okay. So I told her, but she never knew the chords on a ukulele yet, so I changed over to guitar, kind of played bass, but they only hired us as a duo. I was thinking, you know, hey, let's get this baby in there and let's, you know, give her some on-the-job training. So in the beginning, she wouldn't plug the ukulele in because she never knew the chords, but I would have to yell the chords, and I would teach her. And eventually she plugged in, and you know, she plugged in years later, and she was playing all the chords. And then came the baby, Lilo. And this kind of transitioned when Penna was heading off to the mainland to go to engineering school, recording engineering school, and I was like, oh, man. I need a bass player, you know, my bass player is leaving and so Lilo took up the job and Lilo was the youngest. She was like 11. The kids was more like 12-ish, you know, and Lilo started at 11, and she started playing with us. But prior to Kapena leaving to college, we had about 3 months to get her ready and, you know, kind of teach her, you know. Oh man, it was some trying years during those times, you know, teaching and getting them going, and you know. Anyway, Kapena left 3 months later, and this was in September. He left, I think, for college. October, November, my sister was getting married the same year that he left, and Lilo was just turned 12 in November. He came home, and he couldn't believe how good she got on the bass. You know, he was like blown away. Mm. And when he came back from college, everything just kind of fell into place, and a new generation of Kapena was birthed. Mm. And that's pretty much in a nutshell how it happened.
Well, let's have a listen to this song, Waimanalo Blues, the Kapena played as a family. Kapena, the family played. Let's play that.
singing mama now, no blues, hee-haw, and a coo. Beaches they sell to build their hotels. My father's and mine was you. Pearls on the lawn, sunlight at dawn, singing mama now no blues.
Then a boy, take one, brother.
My heart is full. Kelly Boy. Oh, my heart is full. You know,
there's
nothing like a Capenna song through the years. Absolutely nothing. You know, I've had the privilege of being in the audience watching you, Father, gloat. I'm not going to say gloat. I'm going to say just love on his children as they play with you. And I cannot even imagine. I want to ask Leo, though. Leo, as a mom, I've taken the role of a prayer partner to my family, to the Lord. And, you know, as this transition happened, my first question to you is, was this surprising to you that your children became a part of the group? And then secondly, what have been the prayer requests and how has God helped you through times of challenge?
Well, that's a loaded question, first of all. Okay, the first part of that question is super easy. I come from a background of musicians, dancers, you know, so it's kind of a natural progression, mm-hmm. if you will, in all of our lives. We love music, we're music makers, you know, and so that seems really natural for them to sort of go towards music that way. And then the second loaded question, what was that again?
Well, the second question was, what have been your prayer, your challenges, and how have you seen the Lord work as you've prayed through those challenges?
Yeah, so you know as well as I do that our life is seasons. It's different seasons. Mm-hmm. So, of course, your prayer is going to change depending on what season you're in. But I always wanted, first and foremost, for my children to understand that the gift that they've been given is exactly that. It's a gift from God. Mm. It was given, but there's a purpose behind it. It's not just to make a good living and enjoy yourself on stage and be a musician. Mm. It's really the ultimate purpose of that gift is to give him glory. And some of the benefits of that is you see how people just feel so healed. You express that. You know, I do too. I'm from Waimanalo, born and raised, so that song is very dear to me. But music changes how we feel, our attitude, our expression. And so we understand the responsibility, the kuleana that comes with that. So I've always wanted to just impress that upon them, but also pray alongside that they just always understand that it really is truly a gift, and to just always use it to bring glory to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. And how amazing you say that, and I've experienced that in my own life as a mom, and the gifts that we see out in the, you know, in our children actually are grooming them for the purpose that he created them for long before we even thought of them, right? I mean, they've probably grown in so many ways, much greater than just being able to be a very talented musician and a beautiful singer, but the character that has built in them must be an amazing blessing to you.
It really is, and I'm just humbled by the Lord because, you know, the more blessed we get, the more humbled I am.
Amen.
You know, you would think that it would do the opposite, like the more blessed, maybe the more puffed up you get, but that doesn't happen. Like, I feel so humbled that he would use us, that he would even think of us in that way, that we could be used for his glory. So I always try to impress that upon my children, to be humble, to know their purpose, to seek the Lord, to pray. And just encouraging them and praying for them, you know. I tell my son all the time, you can run, but you cannot hide from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know, and he's like, I know, Mom, I've tried, and it doesn't work. I'm like, thank you. But sometimes you got to threaten them a little bit.
You still got to parent.
You still have to parent. But I always pray for them, and God's so faithful, you know, when you pray. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in the beginning of the years of me praying, I always felt like it was almost like a last resort. I always felt like it was like, well, this is all I can do, you know. And what I've learned after all those years of praying is that this is the first line of defense, right? Mm-hmm. And this is not just the only thing you can do. It's the only thing you'll ever need to do.
Absolutely.
Is pray.
Amen.
You know, so it's built my character in my position as a prayer warrior as well, to believe in prayer. I'm a great woman of faith, and I just thank the Lord for answering those prayers and continuing to answer those prayers.
Amen. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Kelly Boy De Lima and his lovely wife, Leo. We've talked about prayer and how important that is, and really been blessed by the music of Kapena. But more importantly, the testimony that comes behind the music, the opportunity to share the love of Christ with others as they embrace the microphone. People always come to them and listen for the music, but they walk away with something very different. We're going to talk a little bit more when we come back about what those things are that they are able to gift their audience with because of the grace of God, especially this past year. The lockdowns, the quarantine, the challenges, the hopelessness, the things that people have been going through. Kapena has been able to step up in a way that has changed lives, touched lives, been the hands and feet of Jesus for so many. Stay with us. We're with the Kelly Boy and Leo.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a here. I'm in studio co-hosting with Danny Yamashiro, the Good Life Radio Show. We're here today with Kapena, Kelly Boy DeLima, and his beautiful wife, Leolani. We've been talking a lot about how God has used their gifts, their talents, to truly change the lives and bring hope and joy to so many. But that hasn't come without challenges, certainly, that have humbled them and helped them see that through Him and only through Him can we truly serve and make a difference. Kelly Boy, we touched a little bit on this past year. I know you mentioned it here and there, but let's talk a little bit more specifically. When you hear the word deliverance, what does that mean to you, reflecting on 2020?
Yeah, that's so funny that you you said that, because my wife and I have been, you know, I talked earlier in the interview about salvation, but my wife said something to me a few months ago, and she said, you know, so many people are preaching salvation, but not enough people are preaching deliverance, and that hit me like a ton of bricks, you know. It hit me so heavy, because even though I did find salvation, I had so many, you know, God got rid of my drug problem. He got rid of all kinds of different, you know, things that we go through in life, right? And my last was my anger. And because it was a family, not everybody looks at us, oh, what a blessing you pay with your kids. And this is such a blessing. But I tell you, I became a control freak. You know, really controlling, you know, because I thought I was the dad. You know what I mean? They grow up, you know, they're not the little 12-year-old kids anymore. You know, they grow up to be adults. They're all married, you know, they're, you know, but I kept trying to keep them under that iron fist, you know what I mean? And it exploded. Mm-hmm. It exploded on us so bad that my wife was, I mean, you know, one mama bear, you know what I mean? And her cubs get, you know what I mean? And I'm hurting them and I'm saying things, you know what I mean? And it just, you know, basically they all left. They left our home. And we found ourselves sitting in our home, empty, you know. And, little emotional when it comes to that, you know. But, you know something? It was Pastor Cal Chinnin that came to me about a little over a year. And out of the blue, I never knew Pastor Cal Chinnin. I never knew him. I mean, I've heard of him and never met him. And we met him and Pastor Eli Kapihe, who is a pastor here on the Windward side. And basically, they just had a meeting with me because they wanted to do Teal Hawaii, which is their, you know, Transform Your World. And, you know, long story short, I met with him, and that's what, you know, and I had to hear it from somebody, and they prophesied over me, and Pastor Kelly told me, Kelly Boy, you're stuck. You are stuck. That's the word that he gave me. I've one word for you, stuck.
Wow.
And you know something, I tell you, Lani, I mean, you know, things just started. I came home, I told my wife, she said, oh, so how was your meeting with the pastors? I never meet with any pastor. I mean, you know, I go to church, that day. I've never, you know. I said, honey, I think I'm, I feel transformed. Like, you know, I feel, you know, I didn't, she didn't give me that word, salvation yet. But as the year went by and I testified about, you know, and I kind of brought it to light and I shared, you know what I mean? You know, what God has delivered us through, my family, you know, all my kids, you know, things, our relationships started getting healed. And the kids are always over here now. They always come home. You know, we're, you know, our relationship is has been so unbelievable. But then a few months ago, Leo told me about deliverance, and I didn't realize. I figured you get salvation, right? But okay, how when you get salvation, you know, you find the Lord, and but you know, I was not delivered from all of my, you know, all of the things that God wanted to set me free from, which was my anger. And, you know, and it made sense when she told me that. No, deliverance is being set free and never going back to that again. And, you know, I tell you, I've been so set free, you know, from my anger. I sit back and I think to myself, oh, my goodness. I mean, it would just, you know, just, it would just be, I would just turn into this ugly, you know, person, and the swear words would fly out of my mouth, and you know, I mean, why, if I have salvation, do I still go back to that, you know what I mean, that old Kelly boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because I was never delivered from that spirit, you know, and I got prayed over, and been prayed over, and I gave my testimony, and it was just, it was so emotional, you know, you guys out there, it was so emotional for me. That night when I gave my testimony about my children, I said on a live Facebook broadcast to, there was, I don't know, 100,000 views on Pastor Calum's thing, or a couple of 100,000 that had seen this. And you know, I said, you know, my dad had this anger. My grandfather had this, and it was passed down from generation to my dad. And then, I mean, the way my dad would beat us, and I mean, I could go on and on, but I'm trying to, you know, do the rushed version here. And basically what had happened was I carried this anger on to my children, you know. And then one day my son and I was together, and somebody had we're looking at this car in a parking lot. It was a beautiful restored car, and somebody from the balcony upstairs yelled down, and they said, hey, get away from the car. We wasn't touching the car at all. You know, we just admiring it. And I saw my son fly into this rage, you know, and he started calling the guy off the belt, telling him, come down, you know, and I was like, whoa, you know, I just passed down this anger to my next generation. Now, do I want to pass this down to my grandchildren and their kids? Is that what I want to preserve? You know, and it hit me. I was testifying this, and God was giving me this word so bad, Lonnie, that when we finished the TOW taping, I didn't, I know there was a whole lot of crying, and a whole lot of, you know what I mean, repentance during that, the kind, and the whole room in Pastor Calchini's living room was, everybody was in tears. Honest to God, I don't know what happened. I left the place not knowing what I said, what I preached. I don't even know what happened. And it's the funniest thing, because I had to come home and go back on Facebook Live and replay the show, because I don't even know what I said. Mm-hmm. And I was watching myself preach, and I started crying. Like, I was preaching to myself. How does that happen? and I just realized that, you know something, that there's times where you just got to let God just take over and just run, you know what I mean? And just, you know, let him have his glory and his, you know, power over your life, and just let it go, you know? And I looked back at that program, and I said to myself, wow, you know, you come out of there, and you don't even know what you preach. I mean, I was totally transformed, and you know what I mean? Like, I had this total, you know, Holy Spirit, anyway, it was just, long story short, today, our family is all united. You know, we have love, and they see the new dad, and they're blessing the Lord, and they praise God. And we've, like I said earlier in the show, you know, me and my wife have never been more happy. We enjoy our grandchildren, and we enjoy the company, and mostly we, you know, we enjoy performing together. And, you know, the music is, like my wife was saying, the music is bigger than we are. It's way bigger, because music is the, you know, touches people's lives. They've seen God, you know, this gift just touch people's lives in so many arenas, you know. Yeah. From ministry to just people in a secular world, you know, and, you know, really it's a gift that we are entrusted with, and it's not, you know, it's God's gift. It's, mm-hmm. It's just loaning it to us. So we try to take the best care of that gift that we can, and always give God the praise.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Boy, you know, and Leo Dilima speaking heart to heart. You, dear friend, as you listen, as we share in this time together with them, with Capenna, when we come back from our break, we're going to hear another song from them. He refers to this time, Aloha on Purpose, with Kelly Boy and Leolani Dilima from Capenna. Pastors Cal Chinen and Alan Cardenas were there. And this song really touches home, and it touches the heart. I'm going to ask them to share a little bit about it and then let you hear it. And as you hear it, open your hearts and let the Spirit move and work in your life. One word for the year 2020 for them: deliverance. They'll share more heart to heart with you when we come back. Capenna.com.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a'a and Kelly Boy and Leolani Dilima. Leo, you sang a song, a duet with Kelly Boy about the blood. What was this song that you sang? And then we'll listen to it. But what was the meaning of it that you sang that song?
You know, whenever we have trouble, you always go back to the blood of Jesus. Because on Calvary, the work of the finished work of the cross is always what we look to. And so it's how we start our day every day, the blood of Jesus covering our whole family. It's how we end our day every day. So the blood of Jesus that we sing of, it's not just a song. It's our anthem. It's not just our anthem. It's our motto. It's how we live. It's how we breathe. It's how we do every day before we start, as we end. It's the beginning and the ending, and all day, every day is the blood of Jesus. So that's one of our favorite songs to sing together.
Let's listen to that song by Kelly Boy and Leo Dilima.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, weighed down on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me all my strength from day to day. It's power.
soothing declaration, a classic song, Amen. Kelly Boy and Leo de Lima. Leo, can you close us in a prayer for our listeners who may be going through the pitfalls themselves at this moment? Could you please?
Sure, I'd love to. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray for every listener right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, that if they heard this testimony, Lord, and it touched their heart and resonated with them, because they also are going through a time where they need a deliverance, Lord. Whatever it may be, Father, in addiction, Lord, in controlling and anger, and whatever it is that they have been just oppressed in, Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you help deliver them, Lord. By the blood we apply upon them, Lord, in their lives, over their children, their families, their jobs, their finances, Lord God, we just ask you right now to lift every listener up, Lord. Take their burdens, Lord, because you took everything to the cross already, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that when you said it is finished, it surely is finished, Lord, that every single thing we ever needed, Lord God, was already paid for, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Lord, that you are a mighty deliverer, Lord God, as you deliver the people out of the Exodus, Lord, from Egypt into the promised land, Father. We pray for every listener, Lord God, that whatever their bondage is, whatever they're enslaved to, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would lead them, Lord, with a mighty hand, Lord, into their promised land, into their victory, Lord. Father, that you would give them success, Lord, that you would prosper them, Lord, that they would know, Father, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that you are that delivery, Lord God. And we just thank you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We just thank you, Father, for victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hope. We thank you, Lord, for all these miracles that will happen in your name. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Leo, Kelly Boy, thank you for your hearts, your love,
you,
your
Danny.
Openness for sharing.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Yes. Thank you, Lonnie. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, guys.
Too. Words of deliverance from Kelly Boy and Leolani de Lima, capena.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect, and we believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, we think this is a great moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or for your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 32, verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Kelly Boy and Leolani de Lima, capena.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, techno producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.